take another breath. And just let yourself sink back into that calling from Spirit. That calling to believe in the energy of love. To believe that we are not alone. To believe that miracles can happen regularly and do and will. That we are holy, that we are perfect, that we are loved. That we receive love. We were created in the image of love. And we continue to be overflowing vessels of possibility and love. And anything else doesn't exist as soon as we remember who we are and why we're here. And the love that lives inside us, that little spark that can be fanned to a flame and can create beyond our imaginings, creates healing in ourselves, in the world, goes out into the galaxy to be heard and seen by our star parents, that is amplified by the love of the divine creator, and that is amplified by each one of us here and now. All potentials, all possibilities extended before us in that love. In the honoring of the human experience as the humans create their connection to the divine.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We wait just a moment. I want you to readjust yourselves and your thinking. At a time like this, give an allowance for multidimensional things just for a moment. The channels on the end of a day, like this one, with the lessons given, the channel is different. It's not as much of a teaching channel. As much as a family channel. We start to summarize some of the things that should be self-evident, but that are not. I speak to you from the central source, and I say to you that all is on schedule. But part of the schedule that it's on is going to require you to become more unified. Not unified in belief, but unified in love. And you might all know what that is, but perhaps you don't. A story is told about a group of old souls praying, meditating for a child in trouble. And you heard that story. You also hear that the child was healed, completely clear and perfect. And I'll just tell you, this is what family is about. It's not just the adults who want so much to be involved in a child's future. It's about souls who look at one another at some level. There was a wise old soul in that little baby who showed up on schedule to intermingle the maturity and the wisdom of the old souls in the group, regardless of your age. Souls are ancient. And when they recognize each other in love, magic happens. Magic happens. And I ask you today in this very room, have you considered what you could do for one another right now? Without knowing what's wrong or what's right or the issues or the problems, could you simply surround this room with a bubble that belongs to you, which is from the Creator? If you do it all together and you do it now and you do it in love, there will be those who leave healed. This is the new energy. I want to talk about a phrase that I have defined before, but I'm going to do it again. You may not have heard it in this way. The phrase is, I am. In your language, the am wants to be followed by a noun. And the am is a verb. And you might say, I am powerful. You might say, I am beautiful. And the am begs for the next word in your language. Now I want you to become multidimensional and forget the language. Have you ever heard of the great I am? That is an ancient description of God. The I am together is the Creator. And when you say, I am, you are saying, you are the Creator. That's the I am. It isn't I am something. It's a statement of fact. It's a statement of love. And I want you to think of this just for a moment, all of you together. I want you to think, I am. I want you to put a bubble on this audience, all around it. I want you to bring the I am of who you are and the Creator to this place now. Because it's going to affect those who came even more than they've been affected. They really are going to leave differently than they came. It may very well start a biological healing that needs to be accomplished, and they haven't told you that, and they haven't discussed that, and even in your times together being interactive, they've kept it a secret, because I know who's here. What about it? Can you do it? Would you do it? Will you do it? Can we do it now together? Can you think, just in this room, that there is an enormous energy that is you? It goes far beyond your Merkaba. It fills the room, just you, but all together. No one is allowed to say you're not worthy. No one. Because you are. This is how God sees you, as worthy. How can you then see yourself as anything less than this? When the creative source itself has defined you as worthy. Be worthy. And I want you just to embrace the humanity in the room. And you only have to do it for a few seconds, all together, right now. The family heals the family. And it always has been this way, only it's starting to be enhanced. There'll come a time when you do a healing meeting, and all you do is get together and sit in silence and love. And the chemistry around you will change. And the cells will listen and hear and be enhanced. Diseases will disappear through the purity of the love of an old soul who says, I am. Let it be known that a healing has accomplished here. No, two, here. You didn't expect. And the report will come in. This is what you came for. You might think it was the learning. This is what you came for. To sit in silence for a few seconds and do this because you're worthy. When you get up and leave, I want you to still be worthy. When you go home, I want you to still be worthy. And that is the motto of the day, and of tomorrow, and the next day. Because this is the catalyst that will let the affirmations work in your life. This is the catalyst for the rest of your life. As soon as you know you're worthy, your life really begins. Go from this place differently than you came. And so it is.